Welcome to day 27 of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast. I am your host, as always, the super excited today, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. And why am I super excited today, dear listener? Because I guess I should do a little rewind. You know, probably a few months back, I think it was probably September, maybe early October even, I got a message from a writer with Discover Pods. And if you're not familiar, it's a podcasting industry website. They cover podcasting news and they do reviews and features of different shows and podcasts and hosts and whatever. So I was approached by a writer from Discover Pods about, hey, would you like to do an interview to be featured in Discover Pods? At which point, like, I was familiar with the name. I'd heard of them before, but I didn't know, like, how legit is this group? How legit is this website? Because, you know, in this industry, there's a lot of things that come and go very quickly. And there's a lot of people who make things up just to try and get to, like, oh yeah, well, if you come and do a thing for me, then well, they try and sucker you into something, you know, it just happens. And so I, you know, asked around and I looked up the website and it's just like, now they've been around for a few years. And I asked around to some friends and they were like, no, this is legit. So I had an interview and but I was back in October because I looked because the power of editing. So yeah, I looked and that was back in October. And, you know, me, you know, self-deprecating and all that, I thought, oh, maybe they just passed because I'm boring. So, yeah, I didn't think anything of it. You know, I forget that, you know, things take time and, you know, articles have to be written and people have other things to do other than write about me. And so I didn't think anything of it. But then this morning, I get a message from Morgan at Discover Pods saying, hey, here's the link to the article on you, which again, I just disregarded at this point. And it's like, oh shit. Awesome. And I go and I check the website and there it is right there on the front page of Discover Pods this morning. It says Odd Dad in Podcasting, which I will throw a link to in the show notes, obviously, because I think you should check it out. There's also links that I've thrown up all over social media because as soon as it came up this morning, because you know, I'm a, you know, squealing little schoolgirl when it comes to things like this. I immediately was like, I'm going to throw the link out everywhere. I'm going to tell everybody, oh my God, I'm, you know, a legit publication featured me and my show and did an interview with me. And wow, because, you know, this is, you know, I always say I have a very small audience. I don't have a huge reach. I don't have a wide, how would I say this? I don't know, like, the type of person necessarily that would listen to me. I guess I don't have a wide appeal, maybe? I don't know. You know, it takes a certain sense of humor and a certain, you know, tolerance for rambliness to deal with me, or in a general sense. But they, you know, they went and did an interview and they published a story about me. Like, it's so crazy. And so I'm just like, I'm still in awe. And that is kind of the thing. And so, yeah, I'm still kind of, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm like, because it's just so cool. And because, you know, I know people who are bigger. And it's always one of those things for me is that, you know, self-deprecating and I'm the little guy. I'm eternally going to be the little guy. I don't have a corner of the internet that I belong to. I don't fit into a little bubble of I'm in this niche, I'm in this category. It's like I said when I was talking to Paul, I'm in the, you know, dumb shit category, the what the fuck is he talking about category in iTunes or Apple or whatever. So for me, it's like I don't have this huge reach, I don't have this huge appeal, I don't have a huge audience, but I get approached because I'm known. That's kind of what I always say. It's like I'm known by people, and I'm known by people who know other people who know other people. And I've established these positive relationships with some people who have friends in good places, and even when they don't necessarily put in a good word for me, my name comes up somewhere. My name can come up in conversations, and that I do a lot of promoting and I do a lot of, you know, sharing for other people. And so for me, that means like, hey, I get to, you know, people will talk about me and just say, hey, thanks for promoting my show. Hey, thanks for sharing my thing. You know, thanks for running my promo during your show, which I will get back to next month, I promise. Because I basically had a month where I haven't promoted anybody other than the featured shows. So I will get back to running promos every week. But, you know, it's so crazy to me that, like, just my general, like, community-ness of me, and even being kind of introverted as I am, like, I'd much rather, you know, hermit, but my wanting to, you know, be known in the community more than anything has gotten me these opportunities. And it's just the craziest thing to me. And I'm just so excited. And when I read it this morning, I just was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And again, they, you know, they mentioned this show. They mentioned Mom and Dad Cuss, which at this point has been off for about a year. I don't think it's coming back. But they also mentioned Odd Dad Out Voice Productions and the editing business and the Surprise Motherfucker Network. And, you know, they just did... It was just so awesome, and I'm just completely honored and humbled and wow still. And it's, again, it was one of I know about this for a while, but I didn't say anything until now because I didn't know what was going to happen with it, and I didn't know if I could. But now I'm just so in awe, and it's so great. And yeah, I've been kind of sitting here vamping about, oh my God, look at me, I got in an article, but it's just me of like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And so, you know, that's me for today. Today, that is me. I'm just so excited about this article. And so I need to wrap things up though, because I've still got dinner to make. I've still got kids to deal with and, you know, homework to supervise and all that fun jazz. So check out that article in Discover Pods. Of course, links are going to be in the show notes. Find me on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Odd Dad Out. Of course, subscribe to the show at odddadoutpodcast.com. And until tomorrow, thank you and good night.